From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. More protests are expected on Tuesday along the Gaza border with Israel after the United States opened its embassy in Jerusalem. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
Monday was the deadliest day of cross-border violence in Gaza since a 2014 war with Israel. Israeli forces killed at least 58 Palestinians and wounded more than 2,700. Some countries, including U.S. allies France and Britain, called for restraint on Israel's part to curb the bloodshed. A White House spokesman on Monday said the responsibility for Monday's deaths in Gaza rests squarely with Hamas. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
A new fissure has opened as the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island continues to erupt. The 19th fissure opened in the Lanipuna Gardens subdivision, an area that has previously been evacuated. Janet Babb, a geologist with the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, says they are concerned about rocks tumbling into the volcano's lava pool.
The concern is there are rock falls that happen in this conduit, and if the rocks fall in and create a plug, then the system can become pressurized and we could have a steam-driven explosion, something we call in geology a phreatic explosion.
Civil defense officials warned of volcanic gas emissions and active eruptions with the new fissure. Afghan forces say they have pushed back the Taliban as reports said heavy fighting continued in Farah City. An army spokesman said the fighting broke out in the pre-dawn hours of Tuesday after Taliban fighters attacked from the north and reached within 3 kilometers of the center of the province. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. George Soros' Open Society Foundation will close its office in Budapest and move to Berlin. Reuters' Jacob Greaves has that story.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán is planning to tighten a crackdown on non-governmental organizations. The legislation has been dubbed the Stop Soros Bill. The bill would allow the Interior Ministry to ban any NGO handling immigration deemed to pose a national security risk. It would also impose a 25% tax on foreign donations to NGOs that back migration.
That was Reuters' Jacob Greaves. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini Tuesday. Zarif commented on the meetings as the Europeans seek to keep the Iran nuclear agreement.
It was a very good and constructive meeting. We prepared for the discussions tonight. And I believe we are on the right track to move forward in order to make sure that the interests of all JCPOA remaining participants, particularly Iran, will be preserved and guaranteed.
The EU hopes to convince Iran to continue to respect the landmark nuclear pact. New fighting broke out Monday along the border between Myanmar and China. VOA's Jeff Custer reports as the United States and China urged restraint.
The latest violence erupted near the area where 32 people were killed in fighting in recent days. A police officer said the fighting continued most of the day in Homong Village. The fighters from the Northern Alliance, a coalition of 4 armed ethnic groups, encountered Myanmar military troops in the village between Nampaka and Musay, and the subsequent fighting continued into the afternoon. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
In a major boost for Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, his Bharatiya Janata Party was heading for a major victory at elections in the state of Karnataka. From Reuters, Dhruv Tikekar reports.
India's election commission said Modi's BJP was leading in 114 seats of the 225-seat state assembly. The opposition Congress party, meanwhile, was leading in just 55 seats. A BJP win would be a big upset for Congress's president Rahul Gandhi. A win for the BJP could also dispel investor concerns that Modi may double down on populist plans, like extending loan waivers for farmers ahead of the elections. Right now, the Modi-led party has a foothold on 21 out of 29 Indian states.
That was Reuters reporter Dhruv Tikekar. The head of the United Nations World Food Program said the North Korean leadership is hopeful that following a possible denuclearization deal, the international community will increase humanitarian aid for millions of people in the country who are living in poverty and suffering from malnutrition. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.